Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They had the feel yesterday of a team that went through a gauntlet and had a physical and emotional letdown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just straight up, and they went up against a very good, young, hungry, brash team that wanted to stick it to them.
It just sucked.
And it was both of those things converging at once. They were due for a clunker because they played so brilliantly in the Denver game, so brilliantly in the Laker game, and we're at a point in the year where a lot of their older players look old, especially against a young, dynamic, athletic, long team.
And I think that's what Chris in San Jose wants to talk about. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Chris?
You're on the Morning Roast. It's Benoni and Shasky. How we doing?
Fedoni, Mr. Shasky, long time no talk. Like what you guys were saying, due for a clunker, you know, the law of averages kind of always stands out in any sport, any walk of life, in my perspective. But, that's kind of their kryptonite, right? A long, young, athletic team, hungry, driven. My concern, you know, I've always been pretty open about my thoughts on Draymond Green at this point in his career. You know, he kind of plays a great center field. His on-ball defense is still solid, but what he struggles with is, you know, younger, skilled, long guys. And that's just, to me, that's how it's been for a few years now. So he can shout out and yell, hey, I'm the D-boy, you know, to the media all he wants after playing mediocre the first half of the season on defense. Sorry, Dre. But, you know, to me, it's like the long young athlete coming right down our I was about to say something sketchy there. Coming right down into the lane. You know, that's a problem for us. That's a problem. But, hey, you shake it off. I was telling the screener he thinks we got to go 4-0. I think we go 3-1 with one of those wins being against the Clippers. Mm. I think you're a top six seed. Over the course of a seven-game series, you know, hopefully that experience and that savvy gravitas of our veteran leadership will bring us through. Quick note about the Giants, Shafsky, Spadoni, Shafsky. I know you're fired up right now,
man. God.
I am loving it. There's nothing. The home opener, beautiful Bay Area weather, not a cloud in sight, nice little subtle breeze, but not enough to knock the balls down coming out to right. And I just love it. I love baseball.
I do,
it's
too.
It's my number one spot. I love the Warriors, but I just love it so much. And they feel it kind of is reminiscent to those title teams, right? You never give up. When I yelled last week on that walk-off, never give up, never surrender, yeehaw, baby. We're coming. Yeah. We got the best record in the MLB, solid starting staff, solid relief, timely hitting, great at-bats, you know, when you're not striking out 20 times a game. And I love it, baby. I love the vibes right now. Let's have
Chris, real quick. Yep. Did you just drop a Galaxy Quest reference on me? Never give up, never surrender? Tim Allen?
I might have.
You did. So you didn't even know you did it.
To infinity and beyond.
You did it. That's Chris in San Jose. He's on fire right now. And again, that, his point's well taken in regards to Draymond Green. Like, in a given series, he's going to be, again, if you play the Rockets in a first-round series, it's a possibility, by the way. That might be a thing. Like, that is an area where I might be a little concerned about Draymond losing his cool against that team now. I have some questions.
Okay. That is always going to be a question on Draymond for the remainder of his career.
But I wasn't questioning it the last couple months because everything had been going so great. But you lose the game you lost yesterday, and now that you're the sixth seed, now I have some question marks.
But so, like, for me,
and
the
that
frustration
sounds unfair, but that's just the reality of how tight this conference is.
I get that, but I also don't think they lost that game strictly because of Draymond. It was an element.
It was a big
I thought
part.
That their defense on Steph Curry was a much bigger element to the game, and nobody else stepping up really outside of Pajemski. But I think the biggest frustration for me, it's not about how the refs treat Draymond Green. It's on a dead ball that they're reviewing, okay? When you're going to review a foul and you have all the technology and you have the time, no one's saying it's a real-time call, right? And you're not reacting in real time. You have time to take a deep breath and review it. I just don't understand how that's a flagrant. Well, that shouldn't have been. If you want to give him the technical on clapping in your face after elbowing Shangoon with a dead ball as they're inbounding the ball, like, that, totally fine. I'm okay with that. That probably should have been a technical. But if you're going to review it and you're going to take the time to review it and you're removing emotion, because when you're doing the reviews, it's not, well, Draymond does have a history. Well, I mean, I know he's in the restricted circle and he's moving, but Shangoon, you know, he just got elbowed five possessions ago in the second quarter by Draymond Green. But what's the point of reviews? Like, we don't do this like, hey, Dez Bryant dropped that ball in the first quarter. So as we're reviewing this third quarter play, let's, in our head, he did drop that ball earlier. No, is it a catch or not? Like, if you're going to review the play, all I'm saying is that review that play. Don't bake in the resume and the this and that. You want to give him the technical earlier for how he was condescending you, the referee?
I think in a given game, though, like, I hear you on, like, a season. Like, so if that was the very first play of the game, like, let's just say for hypothetical where he drove.
Okay.
And he hits, if that was the very first play, I think you can look at it. It's like, okay, first play, nothing there. But within a game and everything that had already taken place prior to that point, yeah, I do think that is baked into the equation.
In the flow of a game, you're calling a foul. I get it. Things are moving. All right, you're going to have your biases.
No, but
like,
all
them have
within
but
the game,
once you stop the play,
each
you review.
Each game is its own
Joe, but
thing.
If we're going to go to Secaucus and we're going to go to New Jersey, what's the point of going
this.
To New Jersey? Hey, it is Draymond Green. I mean, come on. Like, it's one thing if you're calling a block charge, it's in real time, we're going in with the flow, you know, the guys have biases, I get that. Once you hit review and we're challenging the play, you have to remove everything and we have to get the call
so
right.
So you keep comparing, Dylan Brooks had this exact equation, the same type of plays that Draymond had all night, I do think it'd be the same. I do think it would be the exact same.
No, they would have said, up. He's inside the restricted circle. No, that's what they would have said. He's inside. Because they just did this the other night. No, the other night against the Lakers. Dre was inside the restricted circle. They reviewed the play. And they're like, nope, he's inside the restricted circle. Period. End of discussion. Block charge. Boom. We're going in the other way.
Wait, are you talking about the Austin Reeves one, the Moses Moody? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, that one. They reviewed.
Okay,
it.
Yes, they did.
And what they
but
do?
That was by the letter of the law. He was.
So
outside
this isn't
of the
letter of the law. So we're picking it. That's my problem.
We're talking about if we're reviewing it, face is what we're talking about.
No, if we're going to review it, we need to get it right. Okay, if it's in real time, hey, look, I'm allowing a level of bias. If it's in real time, if we're stopping and we're all going to gather and all three officials are going to come together and we're as an audience going to watch it over and over and over. Just get it right. Just get it right on that individual play. That's all I'm asking.
Robert is on the freeway, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Robert? You're on Spadoni and Chesky. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. Hey, you know, I don't like this old school thing of keeping the starters in. They put the second string in, those guys are kicking butt. If they had 6 minutes, they might have caught up.
Thanks, Robert.
It's just, what a little laugh there at the end.
Look, the silver lining of yesterday, which no one's going to bring up, dude, Pods has been on fire. I know they need Pods
to
be able to
shoot.
Cooper
on me, silver linings?
Look, to connect certain lineups, they need Pods. What has he had, 19 or more in four of the last five games?
He's been great.
He's been awesome.
Yeah.
No. Right? There are some good things to come out of this game. Buddy Hield, maybe he found his shot a little. They're going to need Buddy Hield moving forward. Kuminga playing great defense and rebounding and actually making good passes.
Against three of the big boys in the Western Conference, here's Pajemski's stat lines. Against the Rockets, 7-14. 19 points.
Wow.
Against the Nuggets, 10 of 16, 26 points.
Yeah, he was spectacular.
And then against the Lakers, he just couldn't miss. 8 of 10 from beyond the arc, 28 points, and he had that halftime buzzer.
And what do you have yesterday? 18, 19, 20?
He had 19 yesterday.
19. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, to me,
four of his last five, he's had either 27, 28, 26, or 19.
I know this is going to sound crazy. He's giving me the three-point ball the way Jordan Poole did, where it's like, hey, I'm open. I'm ripping this. I'm decisive.
He's definitely has a swagger of a Jordan Poole, too. There's no snack. When Draymond got the tech, and then they're walking to the monitor, Pods at the end starts doing the review. I was like, let's relax on the review thing.
But Joe, if you're an official in that game, right, and you're watching how physical everything is,
sure,
and you had the sequence where Draymond and Dylan Brooks are arguing, and then you have the off-ball play where Şengün and Draymond are jostling for position, your job as an official is to get this thing under control. Okay. And I would have hit Dre with the early tech right then and there for going to the throat. I would have said, hey, you went up into the neck area. That was unnecessary. That was ridiculous. And your reaction to me, boom, technical. You can't do that to an official. And it would have just, boom, it would have stopped everything. I thought that the officials lost control.
Stop me if you've heard that one before, right? 888-957-9570. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on the other side. Do you believe coming up? Start lining them up. Same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Do you believe in this team after going 3-1 against the big boys? Remember the conversation? It was, the Warriors really haven't beaten anyone yet in the Jimmy Butler era. The Blazers, the Spurs. Well, they just beat the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. They went 3-1 against the Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. Like, it's pretty damn good. If you're not going to believe now,
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.